孙立人将军呢，在缅甸战场上坑杀了1200名日军俘虏。
General Sun Lai Ren in the battlefield in Myanmar killed 1,200 Japanese prisoners.
这件事情呢，我看现在有好多人应该都知道。
Well, I think everyone should already know about this matter.
但是我跟大伙说啊，这件事情是假的。
Well, but I told everyone that this thing is fake.
大伙也别着急反驳我啊。
Well, everyone, don't rush to refute me.
也别着急喷我啊，听我给大伙讲啊。
Don't rush to criticize me. Please listen to me.
抗战时期
，During the war，
要想消灭一名日军
，To eliminate a Japanese soldier，
那是非常困难的。
That's very difficult.
要想俘虏一名日军
，To capture a Japanese soldier，
那是更困难的。
That's even harder.
之前我视频里讲过平型关大捷的时候。
Previously, in my video, I talked about the Battle of Pingyang.
林帅在战前
General Lin before the battle
曾经嘱咐过说要俘虏几名日军士兵。
I had been told to capture a few Japanese soldiers.
结果整场战役下来以后
After the entire battle
一名日军士兵都没俘虏过。
No Japanese soldiers were captured.
因为那个时候想俘虏一名日军太难了。
At that time, it was too difficult to capture a Japanese soldier.
这帮宁可战死他也不当俘虏。
These guys would rather die than be captured.
我给大伙举几个例子啊。
Here are a few examples for everyone.
咱们小型的战役咱都不说，咱只讲大型的会战。
Let's not talk about the small-scale battles. Let's only talk about the large-scale battles. Okay.
薛岳将军指挥的第三次长沙会战。
General Zhu Yu's third battle of Changsha.
歼灭日军是56,000多人。
The number of Japanese soldiers annihilated was 56,000.
俘虏是多少
？How many prisoners？
139人。
139 people.
肯定有人说了，怎么那么少呢
？Sure, some people might say, how come there are so few？
我跟大伙说，这里边还有水分呢。
I told everyone that there was still water here.
后来送到战区司令部的仅有64人。
Later, only 64 people were sent to the command headquarters in the war zone.
大伙儿你想吧。
Everyone, let's discuss.
咱再看淞沪会战。
Let's look at the Battle of Shanghai.
双方投入的兵力是近百万呢。
Both sides invested 1,000,000 soldiers.
在一块打了3个月。
It has been 3 months.
最后俘虏多少日军
？How many Japanese soldiers were captured in the end?
几十个呀。
Dozens of them.
咱再看湘西会战。
Let's look at the Battle of Zhangxi.
这是对日的最后一战了吧？
Is this the last battle against Japan?
这个时候日军的士气也好。
At this time, the Japanese soldiers' morale was also high.
包括
including
部队里的兵员也好，好多都是新兵了吧。
The soldiers in the unit are all new recruits, aren't they?
按道理来说，这个时候
according to the logic, at this time.
抓俘虏应该能多抓点了吧
？Shouldn't we be able to capture more prisoners？
咱看湘西会战。
Let's look at the Battle of Zhangxi。
战后统计。
Post-war statistics。
俘虏了247人。
Captured 247 people。
而且。
And。
湘西会战还是整个八年抗战里边国军俘虏日军最多的一次。
The Battle of Zhangzi was the time when the Kuomintang captured the most Japanese soldiers during the entire eight-year war of resistance against Japan.
这回大伙明白了吧？
Now everyone understands, right?
也就是说，
That means
国内战场上啊，
On the domestic front
都是几十万甚至上百万的国军在同日军作战的时候，
All the tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of nationalist troops were fighting against the Japanese at the same time.
都俘虏不了多少日军呢？
We can't capture many Japanese soldiers.
让大伙看，
Let everyone see.
孙立人将军呢，在这个缅甸战场上
General Sun Lai in this Burmese battlefield.
他仅带了一个军呢。
He only brought one military uniform.
你想一个军他能俘虏多少日军呢？
How many Japanese soldiers can he capture?
也就是说
That means.
他连1200名日军俘虏他都抓不到。
He was so elusive that even 1,200 Japanese soldiers couldn't catch him.
他怎么可能去坑杀1200名日军俘虏呢？
How could he possibly harm 1,200 Japanese prisoners of war?
而且至今没有一个权威的史料能证明这件事情是真的。
Moreover, there is no authoritative historical record to prove that this happened.
我们看孙立人的侄子。
We look at Sun Lai's nephew.
他当时是任新一军的政治部主任。
He was a political commissar of the new First Army at that time.
他在写这个缅甸当寇制的时候啊，他曾经写到过这个俘虏了多少日军。
When he was writing the Burmese War Chronicle, he wrote about how many Japanese soldiers he had captured.
也就是说当时
That's what happened then.
把缅甸所有的战役全加到一起
Add all the battles of Myanmar together.
一共俘虏了328人。
A total of 328 people were captured.
就这328人比国内是战场那都。
Of these 328 people, how many are from within the country?
强好多呢。
Well, that's amazing.
那都相当牛逼了。
That's pretty impressive.
有些人说，那这消息来源是从哪来的呢？
Some people are asking, so where did this information come from?
我跟大伙说，就是爽文呢。
I told everyone, it's a fun story.
经常看我视频的人应该知道，我之前讲了。
People who often watch my videos should know that I have talked about this before.
说是那个抗战爽文。
It's a war novel about the anti-Japanese war.
啊，抗战神剧。
Oh, anti-Japanese drama.
啊，我说是影响大伙的这个。
Oh, I mean the one that affects everyone.
认知，有些人还不相信。
Some people still don't believe in cognition.
这回大伙应该就相信了吧。
Now everyone should believe it, right?
有些个东西一传十，十传百，传着传着，大伙就相信了。
Once something is spread, it can quickly spread to many people.
对不对？
Is it right?
行，今天聊到这儿，再见。
Okay, that's all for today. Goodbye.